Good morning.
Hi there. Is that Dottie?
No, it's not.
No.
It's Veronica from Toronto.
Hi, Veronica. How are you?
I am well, thank you.
Good. This is Jeannie in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, okay. Way across there.
I know it. We're diagonally across just about.
Yes.
How is it in Toronto?
Actually, it's really beautiful. The sun is shining.
Okay.
I went for a walk this morning. It was nice and crisp, so we're getting there.
Good. That's all. I like the mornings for walking, too.
Yes. If I can get it out of the way the first thing in the morning, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. I find it that way, too.
Yes.
Doesn't always work that way for me, but I do like that.
Yeah. Myself, in the winter, I'm not able to because of how I work. But now I have a little bit more, my time is flexible, so I get it in as early as I can.
That's wonderful. And have you been on the calls before, Veronica?
Yes, but most times I put myself on mute.
Okay.
And I just listen.
Yeah, it's a good thing to listen in on, too.
We
always love the participation, though, as well. So if you ever have questions or anything.
Right, right.
Definitely bring them out.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Lee.
Hi, Lee.
How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm still working at it.
Well, good. That's always a good thing. Somebody else was here too?
Oh, this is Darlene.
Darlene.
Morning. I hear on Monday we're going to have 90 degree weather.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Wow.
Today it's up in the 70s.
And you're in Northern California?
Northern California.
Wow.
See, it's cool down here. In Southern California, it's cool. A little cold, in fact.
Wow.
Good morning, Jeannie. I'm in Northern Delaware.
Hi there, Maddie.
How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Oh, fantastic. I just had a wonderful weekend in Wildwood, New Jersey.
Wow.
And all the oldies from the 60s, the Temptations, the Miracles. Oh, my God, it was just so fun. And everybody there with great hair. Everybody except me, of course. Wonderful.
Oh, good. A little vacation.
Yeah. I was out on the end of one of my husband's conventions in Atlantic City. And I got tired of the little ding, 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 and them take them one-arm bandits taking my money. I said, let me go down here to Wildwood. Yeah, wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, who else has joined us? Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning,
Jane.
Is that Char?
Oh, good morning. This is the Advanced Lifestyle Call, and welcome everybody, and we're here to support everybody in their healthy way of eating, and recently in this past year with a book called The China Study, which is, what is it called? They call it the most advanced.
It's Brandon, huh?
Let me see here.
How you doing?
I hear Dottie. No.
I'm sorry. How you doing? I was gonna say hello, but then I'm taking the dog for a walk, and I was going right through the kids' recess. I figured I'd wait until it quieted down a little bit.
Yeah, you're out walking. That's terrific.
My mic works really well then, huh?
Yeah. I'll pick it up. That's good.
And it's beautiful here. The sun is shining, and it's about, I don't know, maybe 45. Nice walking weather.
Wow, 45 is cold for me.
I know, but it's beautiful.
Anyway, So we welcome everybody. This is the China study was the most comprehensive study of nutrition ever conducted, it says there on the book, and pretty amazing things. And we are endeavoring to live to eat properly and exercise and treat our bodies like a great vehicle, which they are. So this call is we want to help each other in our efforts to do this. So if anybody has questions or concerns about anything they're working on, I know DrMcDougall.com is another wonderful resource, and I've been kind of surfing around in there a little bit too. Many, many recipes, all kinds of great suggestions and things too. So anybody have any comments or questions this morning right off the bat about their what's happening in their dietary life?
Well, this is why I got a comment to make. No one else. Hi, how are you? Anyway, that's in order. Some of his books, The 12 Days to Dynamic Health, is also a really good source of this book. And it's also have a lot of where to get started and how to get started. And, you know, that's what it said, you know, for people who can start having a hard time. But always, but 12 days.
And which one is that?
So it's also on Dr. Google, but it said The 12 Days to Dynamic Health.
Okay,
and
yes.
That's a great instruction, because that's all it takes, it like 12 days to commit to this, and he'll show you all the recipe, and he'll show how you shop, and what sort of food to avoid, and, you know, what canned food you can have. So it's well researched in there, and get all the facts back there, all the myths about carbohydrates, fat source. So he has to check it out. So it's really backing up to what the China study is saying, and sometimes the China study is hard for some people to in depth. But, you know,
you're kind of cracking up on us here. There we go. You know, that's interesting you say that way, because last night I picked up that book. I have it in my bookshelf, 12 Days to Dynamic Health, and I was looking through it for a recipe just to try something different. And I tried one of the recipes last night. It was really very good. And I was just telling my husband, I said, you know what? I think I want to try this 12-day thing.
Nice layout. And you got all the facts and figure and people, you know, to answer any obstacle, any that they have, you have them all there. So every answer you need to answer.
And he has a shopping list for what you would need for like the first 4 or 5 days, and then for the next ones.
So it's really good for people who, you know, where do I start? Or, you know, for me, it's easy, but a lot of people got to pick the things quickly.
Right.
But, you know, it's good. They clear the shelf, and then this you need to get for the first days, and then you put it for the next time. So that way, that's the key.
You're cracking up on us here again. You're going in and out. So the one I tried was called Cajun rice last night. It was really very good. We liked it. And then we made it with a salad on the side. Good. Thank you, Wade. Anybody have that one, the 12 Days to Dynamic Health? Okay. We've got some background noise.
Judy. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
No, Judy, I might be meeting with the hospital, but one of my team members, you know, she has allergy problems, which has been put on control because of using all Anikin products and everything. And I don't know whether it's because the pollen count is so high, she ended up getting this cough. And so the doctor gave her medication for her and made her do all this stuff. And it screwed her up. Her pressure went up and all this stuff. So I've been talking about the China study with her. And she lives with a family that won't change. So and she's the one that makes all the meals and everything. But I sent her some of the recipes that we had. And so far she's been on it for 5 days and she feels awesome. She just feels
good.
So good. Her energy, You know, we had a meeting last night, and, you know, she just, you know, she can't get on the calls because she's a teacher, but last Friday she was on the call, and that's really inspired her a lot. You guys did a great job.
Oh, that's great. Good.
And, you know, he also mentioned, you know, if you couldn't for people who are non-plant-based eater, he showed you how to cook it and leave the meat for the option. So then that way it's not selfish.
So he talks about that in his book, too, in that one?
Yeah, I mean, you know, one time you're both in the same household once, but if you decide to do it, you have to prepare the meal, and then, you know, you just give everyone else and find the meat and have to do it. But it's good.
Good, thank you. Yeah. Great, that's good news about your friend there, Dottie.
Oh, thank you. Is that noise too much for you guys? You want me to block out?
I'm okay now. How's everybody else doing? Is everybody still here?
Yeah, this time here is not so busy, so I think we're on that right now. It's not a lot of cars.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful lake I'm looking at, though.
Yeah. I wish I was there.
Oh, I wish you were, too.
That's great.
A friend just called me and said you might be interested in this. It's on DBN, but it does have a free download. It's Jordan somebody who is talking about how he's helping children that are diabetic. And it's right now it says a free download, rodparsley.com. But it might be interesting. I don't know. I'm recording it quick, the end of it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, let us know what you think. So how is everybody doing with their meals and things? Any great recipes lately? Okay.
Well, I know my friend, I sent her an international stew recipe that I had in my archives, and I haven't tried it yet, but she said it's very good.
Okay. International, huh?
Yeah. I don't know what that means, but I copy and paste them, and I put them in a folder on my desktop, so I don't know, some of the recipes I haven't tried yet.
Right.
Has anybody came up with, because I know Nancy was talking about, you know, things for a barbecue and stuff. Has anybody come up with any new things to do on the grill?
You know, we did Ricky and I took eggplant and put it on the grill the other day, and then we sliced up some potatoes and wrapped them in a little bit of foil and put them on the grill for lunch. And then we had something else, too. I forgot what it was. It was delicious. Just everything grilled, and we put it on a big bed of greens.
Does it make a difference, I mean, grilling it, or, I mean, you're wrapping it in foil, or putting it in the oven wrapping it in foil? I mean, is there a difference?
Yeah.
Is it a different taste?
I'm not sure. I haven't done that in the oven.
Okay.
I usually just lay them out on a cookie sheet.
Okay.
But we had chunked them. He chunked them up. Instead of slicing them, we chunked them. But it was really good.
And you should
do a lot of different.
Go ahead. You sliced the eggplant, Jeannie?
Yeah, sliced eggplant, probably thick.
Horizontally, from top to bottom,
no,
or across?
He did it in round slices.
Oh, okay. On your slicer dicer?
Yeah. On the thick slice.
Gotcha.
About a quarter of an inch slice.
Okay. I've put eggplant out there, and it works nicely.
Yeah. And I did look up some recipes. I pulled down some of my old cookbooks, and I have one that's called Great Good Food, and it's by, I think it's, what's her name, Rosso, Julie, G Julie, R-O-S-S-O. And I wrote down, I didn't write the recipes down, but I wrote down the names and what pages they were on because I wanted to look at them. But there was a three-bean salad, a corn and wild rice sauté, a summer vegetable salad, black bean and corn salad, potatoes and roasted onions.
Somebody walked.
Huh?
Is somebody walking outside? Is that what the noise we're getting?
I am. I'll put her on mute.
Dottie's Thanks. Walking around the lake.
Oh, okay.
I'll put her on mute.
We're hearing
that. Sorry.
And,
heavy breathing.
It's heavy breathing, that's it. As long as it's not snoring, that's good.
Right.
And then there was a lentil tapenade. Just some of these I just wrote down. I know there's more in there. A berry salad. So I'm going to kind of look through some of those. Let's see how those are. She has like a, she does her cookbook in seasons. So she does winter, fall, spring, and summer. So these were from the spring and summer ones. I was thinking for parties and things like that too.
Yeah, what I was really looking for is menus, not, you know, some specific recipes, but also menus to serve so that people are impressed rather than disappointed when they leave.
Right. So like the whole table of food instead of one recipe.
What are you putting
recipe?
Together? Yeah, what works well together and what gives them the feeling of satisfaction and not really thinking, gee, she forgot to serve meat.
Okay. Instead of focusing on one dish particularly, oh, this is this.
I mean, the individual ones too, but I think that for those of us who want to have family or friends this summer, what works? What have you done that works?
Okie dokie. I had gone to dinner with to some friends that are vegetarian, and they did that potato thing in the foil, and then they made a skewer. They did like a, what do you call that on a skewer? I took my water this morning.
Kish kebab,
thank you. Yeah, and they did all kinds of vegetables on there, onions and mushrooms and bell peppers and, let's see, tomatoes. And it was really good, and they barbecued those, the shish kebab, and then we had a big raw salad. Well, it was kind of like she cut up a bunch of cabbage, and I think I talked about the salad before. Chopped up broccoli and in small pieces, and cauliflower and cabbage, and it was a big, huge salad and onions, and had that too. It was interesting. Now I would probably add, of course we had the potatoes, but I was thinking of maybe having rice, a rice dish, to put the shish kebab over. You know how they do sometimes. But it was very good. I always think of the colors, like they have colors too. Well, good. Well, what else is going on this morning? I'm not full of questions today, it sounds like.
This is Darlene, and I was just looking here in the Vegetarian Times, and it was talking about the quinoa, and it was saying for more than 5,000 years, quinoa has been cultivated in the Andes Mountains of Peru, Chile, Ecuador, and Bolivia, where it remains a primary food. Quinoa is unique because it contains 8 essential amino acids and is a complete protein by itself.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. So it says, in addition, a 2007 study at some city university in Japan showed that quinoa is high in antioxidant activity, making it an exceptionally heart-healthy choice. Try substituting quinoa in recipes that call for rice, couscous, or pasta, or cook it like oatmeal for a hot breakfast cereal.
Really?
Oh, I thought that was very interesting. That's
yes, it
sounds
is.
Like a real, real good thing. I've had it, you know, in other recipes and stuff, but I didn't realize the background of it.
That's good. I like quinoa, but I haven't cooked it in a long time. I've had it in our breakfast cereal, you know, recently.
Right, yeah.
And you can make salad with that with parsley, too, because one time my sister called for couscous. I didn't have it, and I cooked some quinoa. And then this is a whole bunch of parsley, Italian leaf parsley, and lemon, and some cumin, and everything like that, and then cooked quinoa in there, and it's really good in a cold salad as well as like a whole food such as, you know, you serve as like rice. So you can try that. It
would be kind of like a tabbouleh kind of a thing.
Right, yeah, tabbouleh. I didn't have the couscous, which is good. I was cooking the quinoa, and it tastes really good. And it almost looked like when you cook it out, it's almost like a, let's see. It's sort of like nice and crunchy with the thing, with a little crunch. So.
Mm-hmm. Great.
What did you say the name of it is? I don't think I've ever tried it.
Quinoa?
What is it?
Quinoa. Quinoa.
Quinoa?
It's
Queen. A Q.
Quinoa. Quinoa. You can find it anywhere.
Yes, I know now. I couldn't understand. I guess I was seeing the printing of it, and I couldn't understand what you were calling it.
Quinoa. Quinoa.
Quinoa. Okay.
Yeah, but I need to bring it out more often. So.
I get that one mixed up with millet sometimes, but millet is more of a... It's the same shape, though, isn't it? Is it millet round?
It does look the same, but when you cook it, the quinoa look almost like, you know, roe, fish roe?
Yes.
Just so round and shell shiny. But, yeah, right. It's quite coming out as well.
Good, good. Thanks.
But, yeah, with the rice, a lot of Asians are concerned with the jasmine rice going up international shortage. But, you know, it's a great opportunity for everyone to try a different whole grain rather than just plain white rice. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got some of the short grain brown rice. I do like that one, too.
Yeah.
I haven't tried that one.
Balsamic, the Indian rice is also good. Balsamic, it has lower glucose index in there. Balsamic, you can have balsamic.
Balsamic?
Yeah, those are also good. You can get the balsamic brown rice. Apparently their sugar index is lesser than the regular others. So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Good.
I just bought jasmine rice. Anyone know about that?
Yeah, I used to die. We live on that day in, day out, yes.
It smells good, I know that, when it cooks.
You cook it the same way as regular rice?
Yeah, just less water. It doesn't take much water. If you like it soggy, you have more water, but normally you don't have much. When you do it, you just, and depends, you know, the jasmine thing is seasonal. If you get it early on the season, you use less water. If it's late on the season, normally, which is say October, November, et cetera, you'll use more water because the older it is, the more water it takes.
Okay.
Jasmine rice seems like a white rice. Is it a white rice or
That's
is it a white grain?
It's a white rice.
It is a white rice.
And it's a white rice. Yes. Especially jasmine is from Asia. Jasmine is the smell of not. Yeah, it's just like white rice.
Isn't there a brown one, too?
Yeah, you can get a brown, long one.
Brown, yeah.
But some also have brown and long as well.
Great.
But, yeah, just experiment. And there's a cooking part for different rice as well because they don't cook the same way and they don't take them out in the same water. So it's very depend what type of rice you cook. And how old, so it's kind of like experience, but there is also charts that you can see how much it needed. The white rice, which is the jasmine, takes the shortest to cook, like 20 minutes is pretty much done.
Jasmine rice is nice for a dessert. I know I've done that. I've cooked it. It does take less time. I put some raisins in there and put a little stevia. And after it's done cooking, I put some soy milk on it, or, you know, the vanilla rice milk or soy milk on it, and have it like a rice pudding.
Yeah, you can do it like
this. Yeah, very delicious.
So while I was away, I was at a Thai restaurant, and that's where they served the jasmine rice. It was very good.
Jasmine rice. Just about all of them were served jasmine rice, yeah.
Right. But then I'll tell you, I bought some English cucumbers before I left, and I left them in the refrigerator. Evidently, my refrigerator was on too high, and they froze. So last night when I put them out, this morning I got up, they were all soggy.
So
I don't know if that happens with all cucumbers that freeze, and then when they unthaw, they're mush.
Yeah, that's normal when it's overcooked.
Okay.
My friend raises those cucumbers in greenhouses. And they
but the English cucumbers?
Shrink wrapped in a plastic.
Right, they do. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And she tells me all the time, do not put it in the refrigerator.
Oh, really?
So
no,
I guess
that.
You have to eat it all. I do put it in the refrigerator after I cut it, but she said no, don't refrigerate it.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And the shrink wrap that wrap around that because it kind of protects it from the outside air, and it lasts much longer as well. But once you The thing with those, you know, once you cut it off, you need to try and eat it, otherwise you lose everything by the next day, and they go very soggy, and they go off very quickly.
Hmm. One of our stores is advertising jicama Mexican potato, so I thought jicama was an Asian thing. It's actually a Mexican?
Mexican eat a lot of jicama, too.
So the Asians do also, correct?
Oh, yeah. We have a lot in our salad, and I use it to make stock out of. And
I love it.
Yeah, I just eat it. As a child, I just eat like a fruit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not crunchy, doesn't taste much sugar in it, but it's just good.
I think they're wonderful. I cut off a piece, and it's juicy and crispy and sweet and wonderful.
Yeah.
I cut some up like the French fries, you know, that julienne blade, and I put them, soaked them in, I put them, what I had left over, I put in the refrigerator, and I put pie water on it, and it lasted several days, and I would snack on those, and then when I worked my show last weekend, I brought a baggie full, and it was really delicious, like you said, it was juicy, which
right.
I really liked.
Yeah, julienne bat with carrots, and with the stem of broccoli, carrot bat, and broccoli stem, those on that you can sort of julienne, and the great salad topping too, so mixing it with your salad.
And I cut the jicama in my salad every night, which is wonderful. It's a nice crunch.
Yeah. Low calorie. If you want to lose weight, those are great things to be hanging around you.
And there's good fiber, I believe.
Yeah, lots
of
fiber. Good. Good.
So yeah, they're like weight management food.
So it must be grown in the ground. They called it a Mexican potato.
It does grow. It's like a root vegetable.
Yeah.
I wonder if we can grow them up here. If I were to put a piece in the ground, I wonder what would happen.
I don't know. Maybe if you're in the Mexican kind of climate, yes, or an Asian climate.
Well, how long do they take to grow, I wonder?
I never grow them, so I don't know.
Give it a try. I will put a piece in the ground, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't take over.
You can start it like a carrot.
Well, yeah, you know, if you do it with a sunchoke, unfortunately, sunchokes will take over the garden. But I hope jicama doesn't do the same thing. My husband will kill me. But I'm going to try it. Good idea.
Okay. Good deal. Well, anything else, anybody? Have anything else to throw into the pot? I have a good pot going here this morning.
Yeah, since we're talking about food, I've been reading The Spectrum by Dean Ornish, and he has a little blurb, couple of pages on spice, and I've known spice is good, but it just brought it home on how important the spice is. We talk a lot about food, and spice is food, and it's extremely strong in all of the phytonutrients, antioxidants, turmeric, may reduce your risk of heart attack and improve digestion. And we know that from the lactoferrin. He goes on and on about turmeric and how great it is. Spices such as cinnamon, garlic, sage, cloves may inhibit bacterial growth. Nutmeg, cloves have been shown to have antibacterial effects. Chili peppers. Rosemary contains a substance that's useful for stimulating the immune system and increases circulation. Coriander, rich in phytonutrients, iron, magnesium. Coriander, cumin, he talks a lot about cumin. So all of these spices that we're using, caraway, anise, coriander, cumin, tarragon, are important for our health, and they help us reduce our salt intake. So spice it up.
Awesome, thank you. You know, that's something that you take for granted, or I have taken for granted.
Yes.
I mean, I like to use them, but wow, it's good to know that. I have to go get that book, too. I forgot about that. Thank you. Is that Brenda?
Yes.
Thanks,
Brenda.
Hi. Thank you very much. Yeah, I like all those spices. How about everybody else? Have you tried all those different ones?
Yeah, and this is Darlene again. I was in this Vegetarian Times. They got a lot of good articles in there. But anyway, it's talking about coconut oil. Mm-hmm. Until recently, coconut oil was on the list of the bad oils because its saturated fat content led scientists to believe it contributed to heart disease and high cholesterol. Research now shows that the medium-chain fatty acids found in coconut oil do not raise cholesterol or fat levels in the bloodstream and may actually help prevent chronic diseases.
Huh.
And it says one of the fatty acids that is in there is also found in breast milk and is known for its immune-enhancing properties.
Wow.
So
what issue is that, Darlene?
Well, either.
Which issue is that one?
Let's see. Let me see. Where is it? Oh, April.
Okay.
That was on page 76, the Super Scoop.
Okay. Thanks.
And I was kind of shying away a little bit from the coconut oil, too, because of it being just an oil.
Right. And I still think we need to, you know, not pile it on, but I made some, a friend of mine gave me a recipe. It's called banana cookies. And it's bananas and oats and a little oil and vanilla. I think that's it. And I added some cinnamon to it. You smash the banana and you throw everything together and then let it sit for about 15 minutes and then drop them in teaspoons on the cookie sheet at 350 for about 20 minutes. And they were really good. And I used, it called for a cooking oil. So I grabbed my coconut oil because I haven't used it in a while. I have it. And I used just like half of what it called for in the oil category, but it added a little flavor too, I thought, to it.
Would you send us that recipe? It sounds really interesting to use as
yeah.
a...
Yeah.
Where do you buy coconut oil?
I'm sorry?
Where do you get coconut oil?
I buy it at Sprouts, and it's right where all the oils are, and it's in a jar, and I buy the... I guess you really need to get a good quality one. This one was by, I think it was Spectrum is the brand name. It's in a jar, looks like a mayonnaise jar kind of shape.
Oh. So do you think grocery stores have it?
Pardon.
Yeah.
Here, this is Onita. And I bought a brand called Luann's, and that was one that I thought Char recommended at one point. She said she tested stronger on that one than she did on some other oils. Has anybody heard of using avocado oil? That was something that Christine was using on the Christina Cook's show yesterday.
Huh.
I never heard of it before. I mean, just as an oil.
Can I make a comment?
Sure.
Yes.
Just to add some more information, I switched from the Luann's, which was available in the grocery stores, to a Wilderness brand. There's also a Spectrum that's probably better. When I looked at it and had somebody come by that had been using a lot of coconut oils, I shouldn't say a lot, using a lot, but using a variety of coconut oils over a period of years, they explained and showed me the difference between what I was using, and they brought me some the next time, and there was a really significant, a big significant difference. And so I would recommend now Wilderness over what I picked up before. It is more expensive, but when you open the jar and you look at it and you smell it, it's kind of like the difference between our jade and what's in the health food stores like GNC. So I'll update my information based on newer additions here.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, and it's a solid.
Char, did you find out where you were going to be in Pennsylvania?
Somerset on the 10th, yes.
Somerset, Pennsylvania. I never heard of that. Okay. Who was giving that?
Well, it's down Dillman's group, and I can't remember the gal. First name's Nancy, but I can't remember her last name.
Okay.
I can get that for you, though.
Thanks.
Go ahead, Jeannie.
That's good. I was going to say the Spectrum oil that I buy is solid. It's white. But when I opened it last night, because we've had some warmer weather, and I noticed that it was liquidy. Part of it was solid, and part of it was liquidy. So when I was slinging the jar around, and I opened the lid, and it was liquidy, because I thought it was solid. So it depends on the temperature.
This is Brenda again.
Hi,
Dr.
Brenda.
Ornish goes into oils in the omega-3s and the omega-6s. And he says that if the oil or whatever is more firm, that means it has more cholesterol in it and more omega-6s. And if it's more liquid, that means it has more omega-3s in it. So the more liquid you go, the better the oil is. The more solid you go, the worse the oil is, but that doesn't always hold true, because if you go into your corn oils and such, those are very high in the sixes, and they're very bad. Canola oil he recommends pretty high, because it's more omega-3. And
okay.
And he cited a study about olive oil and said that olive oil didn't really bring cholesterol down in people when they did the study. It was what they were comparing it to was like butter, the complete saturated fat. Olive oil is half saturated fat. Mm-hmm. So their cholesterol lowered when they switched to olive oil, not because the olive oil lowered it, but because they were consuming less saturated fat with
right.
olive oil.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's kind of, it seems like a pretty important thing to look at. He doesn't say don't consume oil at all, but it is something to be careful about. Plus, there's another issue, too. If somebody has heart problems, he talks about, like they've had severe coronary heart disease and the heart isn't functioning well, be careful with the omega-3s, because they close down that excess blood pumping in the heart, which is good for a healthy person, but not good for somebody with damage.
Mm. Good. Thank you. Yeah.
That issue, oil issue, is just confusing the daylights out of me.
Me.
I always say,
go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Nancy.
Well, because I'm saying you can only get cholesterol from animal, and how is there so much saturated fat in olive oil since there's no animal in there?
I have no clue. It's, from what he explains, it's the omega-3s and the omega-6s.
Mm-hmm.
Omega-3 fatty acids reduce triglycerides, a form of fat.
Mm-hmm.
lower blood pressure and decrease inflammation. Omega-6s, on the other hand, do the opposite. If you have more omega-3s in a fat than you have omega-6s, or a balance, then it's more healthy for you. If you have more omega-6s and less omega-3s, then it isn't as healthy. But then the Google has a site that says oil is oil is oil, and stay away from it. So.
Sounds like a balance is the best thing, and another best thing is to minimize as much as we can.
Right.
Especially if you're doing the maximum.
Mm-hmm. Good. All right. Thanks, everybody. Some good comments.
Omega-3s are present in dark leafy vegetables, such as kale and olives.
Dark leafy? Wow. Okay.
Just an aside, did you guys know that rain has vitamin B12?
Rain, like in the...
From the clouds?
From the clouds in the
sky?
Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah, I heard this the other day on TV. I don't know, I guess it's fertilizing.
Huh.
Everything.
Well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We need more rain. Maybe I need more B12. We don't get much rain down here.
All you have is heat.
Mm-hmm. We have way too much vitamin D and not enough B12.
Mm-hmm.
No, anyway. Well, good. Well, listen, guys, I've got some things to run off and do. I bet you do, too. Any other last comments or questions about something?
Mary Lou's email yesterday said she will not be here tomorrow, nor will I.
Okay.
Nor will you, Jeannie?
I'm going to be here, I think.
Oh, okay, good.
I can be here.
Because I know that Friday's not necessarily for you, so good. Okay.
I'm not working on Friday, this Friday, so.
Okay, good.
I should be okay.
Great.
Good. Well, good. Everybody bring some good comments and questions. This has been good. I appreciate everybody on the call, and thank you for your commitment to do this, and for all the good reading. You know, collectively as a group, we can always have good information. So thank you, everybody, and have a wonderful day. And we'll talk with you tomorrow then.
Thanks, Jeannie.
Thank you.
Good call.
Thanks. Everybody makes it a good call. Bye-bye.
Yeah.